And we're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gauss and Monique Donnelly, and still
the
in studio with us.
Still.
He didn't leave.
It's great. Yeah.
We didn't rush him off after two segments.
Oh, no, he's going for the door. Stop.
Block it.
Quick. Dennis Prager. I ran into Prager on the way out.
Was that an amazing, amazing.
Yeah. You know, John, if you keep practicing, you're going to go places.
Sorry, with vocals like that. And
we're here to encourage creativity, so yeah. We really want you to keep going for it.
Now, understand, you may not get to that point.
Yeah, you know, if you don't make it, don't worry. I think you'll still do all right.
If you don't win three Emmys, don't get mad. If you
don't win three Emmys. We just have an overachiever in the house.
If you're not nominated seven times, don't get upset. Yeah. That is really not the plan here. Most people will never even hear the mention that you've been nominated, much less you've won three.
Seven times.
We're going to nominate you seven times. You're going to win three of those.
Yeah. Hey, so we're having fun here because creativity should be fun, right?
Absolutely. I agree. God made us. All in favor, say aye.
I'm telling you, God's fun. God has such a sense of humor. Yeah. Little things I see all the time in my life, and it's like God saying, I got my eye on you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
I've had lots of little God moments lately. It's been really cool. Speaking of God moments, I always like to ask our guests, do you have any God moments you could share with us?
Well, yeah. I have to say the first, my first win actually was a God moment because the first year we went, my wife and I got nominated and we're like crossing our fingers, oh, blah, 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 and didn't win. So the second year, my wife is 8.9 months pregnant.
Ooh, that's late.
Yeah, pretty late. In fact, we were going to have a C-section the next week, so her family was in town, my parents were in town, and so we're totally focused.
You like to kill two birds with one stone, I've noticed.
Yes. This guy's got timing.
Let's get an Emmy and a baby.
So we're focused on the baby. We're going, you know, pretty much just as kind of... we're focused on the baby. And so when they mentioned my name, literally my wife jumped up from the table and her water broke.
Nice.
It's coming.
Yeah. And so I
now
go, well,
what do you do? You can like, Emmy, baby, Emmy, baby.
Which way do I run? Which way do I run?
Someone next door probably said, just built my drink on. They drink their drink on me.
So I go up, you know, with the crew, do the acceptance speech, and then run off to the hospital. My daughter was born at 3:52 in the morning.
Did you take your Emmy with you to the hospital?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yes, of course.
Two babies.
3:52 in the morning, and it was Mother's Day.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Oh, three birds with one stone.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You guys are working it.
This guy's got timing.
I know.
Then you wonder if there's a God, right? People go, is there a God involved here or what?
So that's definitely a God story because my life completely changed from that on many levels.
How many kids do you have?
Just one.
Just one.
Daughter, she's
and
nine.
I'm a chick, so I always have to ask, how did you meet your wife?
I met her at church, actually.
Good place. Yeah, good place.
Church, yep. So, yeah, we met at my church back home in Washington, D.C.
Where do you go?
I went to Evangel Church back then, and then we moved to New York City, and I was in grad school, got married in the middle of my graduate program. Wouldn't suggest anybody do that, but yeah, we did. And I served with Times Square Church with David Wilkerson, the late David Wilkerson.
Wow,
now.
Sure.
And actually to segue with that, we are actually, my friend Rebecca, we recorded an album last year in October. It's basically hymns and choruses, modern choruses. It's just really kind of a soaking CD just for your time. And we're actually going to Haiti in January.
Get out.
Yeah, we'll be there in January. Wow. Doing kind of music camp things and concerts.
He's speaking our language.
Okay.
Yeah. Music too.
Kathy Junnington.
I heard that on the break.
I know.
Well, we got to get you connected because Chances for the Children is out there. They've got 400. They got 400 children in their orphanages.
Oh, wow.
And they've been over there for 7 years. She started the ministry 7 years ago, and they've actually been able to raise $1 million, right, $1 million for Haiti and for the orphanage there. And actually, that's so funny you say that because we're going to do, well, now that we're talking about it, we're just going to get John
nice
Wineglass.
Segue.
What are you doing in January?
Yeah, let's put him on the spot on the air. What are you doing?
Not a problem.
So we're going to Scottsdale.
You know, he does like to kill two birds with one stone.
That's what I was thinking. I thought, this is great. It's like, okay. So you listeners out there, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, along with John Weinglass. And we're actually going to do a concert now with John Weinglass,
actually
in Scottsdale,
right?
Arizona, officially.
Here we go.
In January, since you know John's not doing anything else, we thought we'd just pull him over there since he's going to Haiti sometime. We thought we might as well just go ahead and do it. Two, three, we could wrap up.
Yeah, and can I just quote him, like, on the break? Okay, can you send us some, like, music from something that we could bumper with? He's like, well, I had a worship CD, but I still be sold out, so I can't give you anything. Like, that's so funny, because I said that last week. He just keeps impressing me left and right. I'm not going to lie. You're an impressive guy, dude.
I had 1,000 CDs pressed. I still got 900. Sold out, you know? It's like, it sucks.
And the other 30 were to family members.
Yeah. I'm giving them away. You write in, and I'll give you a CD.
Okay, so I want to hear about this sold-out CD. Tell me more about it.
Well, we actually, it started off as a fundraiser for an orphanage that we support. Half of the proceeds go to an orphanage in Uganda.
Okay. Awesome.
And, awesome.
And so cool. Someone, Rebecca, came, we were in New York at the same time, but didn't know each other, met out in California, and we started doing concerts together, and someone said, you should have a CD. So we thought, hey, why don't we do like a worship?
I'm sorry, tell me more about her.
Rebecca Jackson, she is a violinist, went to Juilliard School of Music, and she lives in San Francisco. And we just became really good friends.
Hit it off. And did you write all the arranged, obviously?
I arranged all the music on it. Great. And we, did it in 2 days because we had a benefit concert we had to get the CDs prepared for.
Great.
Wow. And then we toured 26 weeks last year.
Oh my goodness.
Different ministries from Saddleback to different
when
places.
When you tour, what other instruments do you have with you?
It's just piano and violin.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll use pads and stuff, you know, but, yeah, we did a lot of weeks last year, and it was awesome time in ministry. Nice. Times Square Church, we were there. Christ, all the churches I've ever been a part of, because I keep relationships with all of them.
Smart guy. So, that's how it's done.
So have you been a Christian all your life?
I grew up in church, all my life, pretty much.
So, you know, it's often something we like to talk about, being people that are in the industry, what it's like to be a Christian in the industry.
Because that's tricky.
All the stuff that's
There's
going
a
on.
Lot of great areas, and we always like to get people's takes on.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I don't really meet. It's great meeting you guys and hooking up with this program because I don't really meet too many people in the business.
Wait, you gotta tell him what did his quote from Third Tuesday. He walks in because Third Tuesday's everybody Christians in the industry.
Yeah,
and he was talking about that. We're talking about that at Third Tuesday, and he just said that I'm in the industry and there's not too many Christians that are in the industry. When I didn't know there was groups like this that actually had Christian in the entertainment.
Yeah, the line was like, I didn't know there's that many Christians in this industry.
In the whole industry.
Where can people pick up your CD too, by the way?
Well, you can get it on iTunes now. Okay. It's on iTunes, and then I just did another one.
What's the name of it?
It's called Love Songs.
Okay.
God songs, basically. Love songs, and it has everything from your hymns, Turn Your Eyes Towards Jesus, to the song we just did on the break.
Nice.
You know, so it has a lot of things like that. It's just really a meditative CD.
All instrumental?
All instrumental.
Awesome.
Your
personal
That's
time.
Great. Wow. Right.
Wow. And you are at Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5. Get connected online at worshipfactory.net for networking, which is really important for you and for us. We want to stay connected with you because we think it's so important.
Yeah, and we've been getting some feedback. It's been really cool to get emails and friends on Facebook, and people are reaching out to us. So it's, be one of those people. Let us know how we can pray for you. Let us know what kind of artists or people you want to have on the show, and let us know.
You know, it was so great. You know, we did that special for 911, and we thought, God, what do you want us to do? And we got ready to prep for that show, and God just had Lara Landon just dropped her in our lap. And then we just said, you know what, Lord, we want to make this a time of uplifting. We don't want to just go into the doom and gloom of 911, and because you're going to hear that for if you really get into it on all the news media and everything else. And so we chose to go a different direction, and we got this wonderful email back from someone that said, you don't know how much of a blessing, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but it was so much of a blessing that show was to her. Someone just happened to catch the show. And I think, you know, that's really, too, what we're all about is to, if you've got a ministry out there or you're doing something, an event that we can help promote, or we're, you know, whether you're a, maybe you're an actor and you've got a new thing going up on stage or something like that, let us know so we can support you.
Hey, we're heading out for a break, but really quick, how can we pray for you?
Just for strength and, you know, balance. You know, it's I do a lot of different things, so just for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good
a
one.
Lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Dad, like
three Emmys, seven nominations, just a couple of things. Living, live in Monterey.
Yeah, I know.
Fly work out of your.
I bet his studio's even in his
New
house.
York, LA.
So he comes downstairs in his pajamas and records, and then he goes out to the beach.
I kill eight birds with one stone at a time.
Am I calling it right here, John?
Pretty much.
And y'all listen to Worship Factory at KKLA, and we have been in studio with John Wineglass. We're going to be right back with our Exposed segment. Stay tuned. Stay connected. We'll be right back.